life, a prayer, the word, the healing, and the word right now.
Amen.
The word is designed for the season.
Amen.
So this season that we are in, what is needed now is how do we take hold of every promise as is given by God.
Yes.
So we want to caption this thing, fulfilling the promise or the covenant through dangerous prayer.
Amen.
So first of all, we need to understand, what is this dangerous prayer at all?
Amen.
The dangerous prayer, it is the prayer that is able to root the enemy power off.
Yes.
Able to tackle the waist of the enemy and bring him down.
Amen.
Able to hold the root of the enemy's power.
Amen.
And destroy it.
Amen.
The dangerous prayer,
yes,
it is the prayer of fire.
Yes.
It is the prayer with heat.
Amen.
It is the prayer without the prayer without negotiation.
Amen.
It is the prayer that will come out from your heart.
Amen.
Addressing the root of the burden.
Yes.
It is the prayer that hit the heavens.
Amen.
And the angels of God cannot wait.
Amen.
But they must move.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The dangerous prayer, it is the prayer.
Amen.
That the old people use in the Bible. It is the prayer of the man believing God.
Amen.
Stretching his hand to the heaven.
Jesus.
That locusts will come down from
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
The dangerous prayer.
Jesus.
It is a man calling God.
Jesus.
From within his spirit.
Jesus.
That God's spirit agrees with him.
Yes.
And then send darkness to the earth.
Amen.
The dangerous prayer.
Amen.
It is a kind of prayer.
Yes.
Elijah will pray.
Amen.
That the moon will not move again.
Amen.
Because he has to fulfill some assignment on the
Amen.
Earth.
Amen.
The dangerous prayer,
Amen.
It is this kind of prayer,
yes,
that Moses can pray,
yes,
that the earth will open at once.
Amen.
Because it is the prayer,
Amen.
James is talking about. James chapter 5, 17. He said, Elijah is like a man like us, but he prayed.
Jesus.
And prayed,
yes,
and
yes,
prayed.
Amen.
Then said, by this prayer,
yes,
I will stop you out of my life.
Amen.
Then he said, by this prayer,
Amen.
I will take you out of my life.
Amen.
Then he said, by this prayer,
Amen.
I will lock you out of my life.
In the name of
it's the
Jesus.
Dangerous prayer.
Dangerous prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now, those Amen. Elementary church people,
yes,
when they hear that prayer, they say it's witchcraft prayer. Because they love Satan.
Yes,
they love
yes,
who?
Satan.
They love Satan. You cannot love Satan. You cannot work for Satan.
No.
Satan is a killer.
He's a
and
killer.
Since the beginning of time,
Amen.
Men have always used the power of dangerous prayer.
Amen.
Starting from the day of Jacob,
Amen.
Men have used the power of dangerous prayer.
Amen.
That causes change on the earth.
Yes,
so
yes.
Dangerous prayer,
Amen.
Is a kind of prayer,
Jesus.
That comes out from Hannah.
Yes.
And then Hannah used the prayer to change her situation.
Yes.
Hannah used the power of dangerous prayer.
Yes.
He said, I am a woman with a bitter spirit. I am a woman with an anguished spirit.
Yes.
I am a woman with a sorrowful spirit.
Jesus.
But I don't want my life to continue sorrowful way.
No.
I will call God.
Yes, I will call God.
You follow it now?
Yes, yes.
You follow it now?
Yes.
So the dangerous prayer,
yes,
is not a witchcraft prayer.
No.
It is a prayer that brings change on this earth.
Change
and apart from that, every prayer is useless prayer.
Amen. That's
useless
right.
prayer.
It's useless prayer.
The prayer don't touch nothing.
No, not
it doesn't right. bring any change.
No, no.
It doesn't enforce any law
no,
in God.
No.
And no ba 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 then finish. No.
No.
We need the dangerous prayer.
Yes.
Because destinies are at stake. Yes. We need the dangerous prayer. Because Satan too has dangerous weapons.
Oh, yes.
Satan has dangerous weapons. Satan wants to kill a woman's child. Then Elijah come with dangerous prayer. Elijah called God. Oh Lord, my Father, hear me. I say, hear me.
Hear me, O Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A typical Amen. Example I love so much is in the book of Genesis. You see, when we study the life of this man, Jacob. Jacob has lost his destiny. Jacob has lost what? His destiny. But one thing is that You see, Jacob going back to fulfill destiny. He is afraid. And I think sometimes fear too is good. It help you to become very strong. Because of fear, you will exercise some strength that if it is without fear, you will not move that level.
Yes,
because the Genesis 32 in the verse 7, you see that say Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed.
Amen.
You follow it now. Now the culmination of all this fear, all this distress, it is on him. You follow it now. Is it cancer? Is it you follow? Hallelujah. You understand it now. You follow it now. So it's the combination of all this fear. Is he going to kill me? Is he going to kill me? Is he going to allow me to go? Is he going to kill my children? Is he going to kill my wife? This is what brought distress. So he said Jacob was greatly afraid and he was distressed. And because he was afraid and he was distressed, he was afraid of what is to happen. He was afraid. Then because he was afraid, immediately he started to call God. Then whilst he was calling God, in the verse number 11, he told God, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of this report. Deliver me." You follow it now? Yeah. So it's the power of that dangerous prayer.
Amen.
Coming out from within the man.
Yes,
because
yes.
Fear and distress has already arrested the man.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He started to call God.
Amen.
He said, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother." From the hand. So you see, from the hand of. Something has held the man. And the man need to call God. You follow it now.
Yeah.
Deliver me from this blood disease. Deliver me from this headache. Deliver me from this barrenness. Deliver me from this. That type of prayer is what is called, because the way you are calling God is different from the way you will call when everything is fine. You roll your car key. You go your house. You sit in the restaurant. You eat your good food. When you come and stand before God, that time is the time you speak America English.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Then I look at those pastors and say, you never reach where you must be. Oh my God. God said who?
Oh God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But you see, he said, "Deliver me, O Lord, lest I will come, my brother will come and smite me, and the mother with the children." So it is this fear that causes man to call God in a very exponential way. And then he tell God, "Thou says, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You understand it?
Amen.
You understand it?
Amen.
But when that fear came upon him, in the verse 24,
Amen.
He said, and Jacob was left alone.
Yes.
He was what? Left alone. When you see the immigration letter and you are left alone, the day you left the lawyer's office and your friend came to tell you, "Don't worry," and you are left alone. The day the husband picked the bag and left out of the house, and you are left alone. And he left you debt also, and you are
left alone.
And you are left alone. Hallelujah. The day the doctor gave you the report that this is how it is working with your son, and then when you came home, you look at the son, you look at nobody, you are left alone. That is the time we need the dangerous prayer.
Amen.
Need the dangerous prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the time we do what?
We need the dangerous prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That day, the Bible said, when he was alone, Jacob is now what? Alone. Remember, the fear is on him.
Yeah.
The distress is on him. Esau, to what he is afraid. What he is afraid. The report is in his hand. What he is afraid. My friend, fear too is good sometimes. What he is afraid. The thing is in his hand. And he doesn't want the thing he's afraid to overcome him.
Jesus.
What do you do when something is so dear to your heart, and then you see that the enemy too is getting close, or what you are expecting to see, out of the blue, the thing turned upside down, or those you are expecting them to be your helpers, if they become your enemies. Or when you turn left, you see enemy. When you turn right, you see enemy. When you look front, you see enemy. When you look your back, you see enemy. That is the time. What do you do when you know yourself that you have been commissioned, that this is what you must do? And the time you start to do it, every time you are trying to fulfill the destiny you have, you see the enemy coming against you. What do? You need dangerous prayer. And that day, the Bible said in the same Genesis, after the fear and the distress has fallen upon him because he's holding the report, Esau is his report. Esau is just 1 meter away from him.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
24. He said that day Jacob was what? Left alone. Jacob was what? Left alone. And when he was left alone, there wrestled a man with him until daybreak. It's not physically a man coming to wrestle with him, but in his mind, in his spirit, in his soul, the issue at stake.
Yes.
Esau in front of him, the children gone, wife gone, cattle gone. Now he's alone. If what is happening at all? This is when we need the dangerous prayer.
Amen.
He called God. Oh, my Father, call God. From morning, from the night till the next morning,
Jesus.
Change will come.
Jesus.
Don't believe what they are telling you. Jesus, Jesus,
ooh, Jesus.
Jesus is a prayer.
Yes.
Jesus means prayer.
Amen.
Jesus means what?
Prayer.
Even after he's gone to heaven, 2,000
yes.
years ago, he's still praying.
Yes.
2,000 years, you pray 10 minutes, say you have prayed. 2,000 years ago, he's still interceding, praying.
Mm-hmm.
You follow it now?
Yes.
But for that thing to change, he said, Jacob is stood in from the breaking of the day. From the night, meaning what? 12 hours non-stop. 12 hours what? Non-stop. 12 hours what? Non-stop. And because he was 12 hours non-stop and praying for 12 hours, he is expected to lose his strength. But because of the fear and distress, he need the change to happen for him to be convinced that change has come.
Yes.
That change has done what?
Has come.
Change has come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say dangerous prayer.
Dangerous prayer.
That's right. You follow it now?
Yes.
So what happened then now? What happens is that though he has been praying for 12 hours, and if you normally, mechanically, naturally, if you are working 12 hours, you will lose strength, isn't it?
Yes.
But because of the fear and the distress,
yes.
and the report he's holding in his hands, and then he loved life and destiny. He loved progress and destiny.
Yes.
Because he doesn't want the enemy to win his life. The 25th verse said, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, the trouble can no longer rule against him, the enemy can no longer rule against him, because what the enemy does is the enemy come to weaken you.
Yes.
With the burdens,
yes.
with the troubles,
yes.
with the confusion,
yes.
with the crisis,
yes.
with the torment of mind,
yes.
weakening you through the mind. But this man, he was so determined,
yes.
he persevered,
mm-hmm.
he had the courage, he had the understanding to see. He was so tenacious to the point,
yes.
that he said, though it has lasted 12 hours, I'm not giving up.
Yes.
I'm not doing what?
Giving
I'm not
up.
Giving up. I have seen the report. I have the pain. I know how it feels. I know how it is. I know Esau is just 1 meter away,
yes.
but I'm not giving up.
I
know something must happen to me.
Yes.
When it happens to me, the report will change. The report, I have it. I know how it is already.
Amen.
I know how it is already.
Amen.
What I don't know is what I'm looking for.
Yes.
I know how it is already. But Jesus. I know that in the hands of God is healing.
Yes.
In the hands of God is deliverance.
Amen.
In the hands of God is my restoration.
Amen.
So I stick
Jesus.
And I hold on to God.
Amen.
And I demand from God.
That's
I
right.
call on the Lord.
Amen.
I call on the Lord.
Call
until
you, Lord.
God hears yes. my voice, I am not resting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dangerous prayer.
Dangerous prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that day, he said, when he saw mm-hmm. that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh.
Mm-hmm.
You told the situation want to overwhelm him. The situation want to bring him down. The situation want to defeat him. This is the reason why Elijah went in. And Elijah prayed because Elijah is a believer. He believes God. He trusts God. He knows that when he speaks, God must move. But when he went to the dead boy, Elijah called God, "Oh Lord, my father, you have brought death over this woman who gave me food. No, bring the boy back." The boy didn't come back.
Jesus.
You follow it now?
Amen.
Now, this is what we must know.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not magic. No. Every situation require a different approach. Every situation require a different volume of calling. But this socialist commercial pastor, they have reduced the thing to the point that everybody is failing quietly. Oh, they don't know who to talk to. You will come and talk to me.
Amen.
I will train you.
Amen.
I will raise you up.
Amen.
I will show you where the truth is.
Right.
I will show you what I do.
Amen.
That brings the change.
That's
you too,
right.
You will learn the same way.
Amen. For your change.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the situation want to overwhelm him, he said he touched him on the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. Did you see out of joint?
Yes, out of joint.
Out of joint. Meaning what now? The situation want to overwhelm him. He want to overpower him. He want to overpower his physical strength, his natural. Though he's calling God, he's calling God. But natural situation want to overpower him. He say, no. It cannot work. It cannot do all.
It cannot work.
This is where we know perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we know what? He prevailed. He prevailed. So when the situation saw, it cannot prevail against him. It affected part of his physique. And he need his leg to stand to pray. He need his strength to continue the prayer. This is why we must know that some pain, you must learn to bear the pain. Whilst you are going through transition,
yes.
while you are going through transition,
yes.
you must
yes.
learn to bear the pain and be determined in you that no matter yes. how you are,
Jesus.
You cannot retain your power inside my body. I call God against your existence. I call God against your hold. I
Amen.
Call God against your authority.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Though I am in pain,
Amen.
I will not stop calling God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will not stop calling God.
Amen.
When Felicia came from the hospital, he was like half your size.
Wow.
Now she look big now. She was like half your size. And walking very free like this. Yeah, it came from death. She came from death. So she was like this. Then I told her, show death that you are strong. Every day, carry the big flyer. She will pack it full on her hands like this. Then she will go to the bus stop, giving everybody. I say, if you give one, tell God, remember me. If you give one, God, remember me. 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 Then one day, he said, they supposed to give me some money. They never gave me the money. Today, all the money came at once. That thing brought whether 7 or 1,000 pounds. He put it on the altar.
Jesus.
I said, go and evangelize. Give it to those who are well than you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about God. Show God that you still care.
Amen.
Go and give it to them. Go and give it to them. Go and give it to them. The problem has touched the joint. The problem want to overpower his joint.
Yes.
You understand it now? He want to weaken his physique. Mm-hmm. Then I said, no, don't accept it. You to show that there is something in you.
Amen.
Jacob is fighting. Jacob is fighting. You know what happened? 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. The people he left in the hospital, all of them died. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Hey, Apostle, I'm getting better. I say, you are better long time. Hey, Apostle. Hey, Apostle. You see how beautiful she is now? Mm-hmm. One day, some people who knew her story, they saw her coming out of the bath. And the people look at her, then one touch another. You say, hey, this woman, is she still alive? Dangerous prayer. We call God in a powerful way. And that day, Jacob, the trouble has overpowered his joint. It will overpower what? His joint. And then the trouble want to rule his life. Want to do what? Verse 20 says, and said, let me go for daybreak. The power of the trouble. The power of the trouble also demand rest. This is why in the Mark chapter 5, he said, sometimes the troubler need rest also. Sometimes, he says, sometimes in late night, he will be cutting himself. But if you can if you can challenge him all through the time, when he want to rest, put fire on him. When he want to relax, call God against him. When he doesn't want to fight him more.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, daybreak, let me go. And Jacob said, I will not let thee. Now, this is the thing, that the dangerous prayer, it gives you power over the enemy's power.
Amen.
It enlarge your heart over the enemy's heart. It enlarge your mouth over the enemy's mouth.
Amen.
It gives you the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
It gives you the spirit of Elisha.
Amen.
It gives you the spirit of Moses.
Amen.
Very humble but powerful inside. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, it's late. Let me go. He said, no. If I don't see you are dead, you are not going anywhere. You will not live and come again.
Mm-hmm.
You will not live and do what?
Come again.
You will not live and come again. You will not live and come again.
Mm-hmm.
That day, he asked Jacob, he said, what is your name? He said, it is me they call illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Me they call illegal. He said, Nana, it's no more illegal. It's no more what?
Illegal.
It is me, I held the visa against you.
Amen.
Now I release it.
Amen.
Now I do what?
I release
Let
it.
Me go.
Let me go.
I release it.
Amen.
It's me, I'm the strong man of the area.
Amen.
I'm the authoritative Amen. Ruler of your life.
Amen.
But the level of your prayer
Amen.
Has rooted me out.
Amen.
Let me go. Let me do what?
Let
me go. Amen.
Amen.
And then that day he said, thy name shall no longer fit the doctor's report. Anytime doctor see you, he will not see that report again. Anytime banker see you, banker will not see that report. Anytime immigration see you, he will not see that report again. Anytime police see you, they will not see that report again. Anytime your friends see you, they will not see that report again. Anytime they are calling barren women, they will not call you again. Anytime they call lonely women, they will not call you with them again.
He
said, your name shall no longer, your name shall what? That no longer, that name shall no more, no more. Dangerous prayer brings victory.
Yes,
dangerous prayer brings what?
Victory.
It overpower the enemy.
Yes.
It overpowers who?
The enemy.
Enemy.
Amen.
It overpowers who?
The enemy.
Enemy. Dangerous prayer. Who are those who need dangerous prayer?
Yes.
Dangerous prayer is needed by people with destiny.
Yes.
People with purpose.
Amen.
People with aspiration.
Amen.
People with vision and goals.
Amen.
People who are tormented and oppressed and afflicted by the other side.
Amen.
People the other side has vowed, what you are doing, we will not allow it to spread further.
Amen.
Who are those who need dangerous prayer?
Amen.
Dangerous prayer is for those who are aware that where I dwell, Satan too dwell there. Who need dangerous prayer? It is those who understand where I come from, the family I'm born into, there is a particular disease, there is a particular strong man in form of sickness, in form of disease, there is a particular bondage in that house that kill men before their time, that stop men from elevating, that stop men when they are getting up. There is a particular burden that stop women when they are getting better. Who are those that need dangerous prayer? Those that have children, they see the enemy come after them. Those that are raising children in the land of terror and mayhem and confusion and segregation and racism. Those who are raising children in the neighborhood where stabbing, shooting is rampant. Who need the dangerous prayer? They are those who think that without praying, they cannot survive. They don't pray any prayer. They don't pray shakata bababa. No. They speak words. They speak mysteries into the spirit. They decree according to the word of God. You shall decree a thing, no matter how dangerous. He said, you shall decree a thing. A thing is a thing. If you say the tree fall, you decree. If you say let that man capsize, it's your decree. If you say let the earth open, and it's your decree. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If they say it cannot spread further, you need to do what? You need to rise up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On that day, in the New Testament, they came against Peter. They came against who? Peter. So if you don't have fear, your power to pray, you don't have fear, you don't have distress, you don't have any impulse pushing you to arise, you can't pray that prayer. Every time you are timid, you are hemmed in. You follow it now. Every time the problem overtakes you before you think about it. Every time your acceptance is, this day, that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the story of Peter, Peter has seen failure many times. Normally, those who use dangerous prayer, they are people who have suffered in the hands of the enemy. And they have gotten to their wit's end.
Yes.
They are now fully angry. They don't want to see defeat again. They don't want to see failure again. They don't want to witness the sickness of the family again. They don't want to see what they met in the house again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are the people. They are the people that pray and call God on a dangerous level. And whenever they call, God had always done what? Answered.
Amen.
For God loved those who wrestle. God loved holy wrestlers.
Amen.
God loved who? Holy wrestlers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God loved who? Holy wrestlers. Amen.
Amen.
In the Peter's days, they told Peter, what you are doing, we will make sure it will never spread further. It will not prosper.
No.
They told Peter, you are a man of God. The first man of God in the family, the first man of God in the locality. What you are doing, we will not allow it to do what? To prosper. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They said it cannot spread further. It cannot do what?
Spread.
It cannot spread further. Amen.
Amen.
They will not allow it to do what? To spread further. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when they said it will not spread further, Peter knew that the time for him to pray his own dangerous prayer has done what? Has come. That day they put him in prison. They put them in prison. And in the night, the angel came to release them. And when the angel released them, the angel told them, you people are the people with solution in the family. Don't run away. Don't do what? Don't run away. But go stand and speak to the people the same words, because you have the words of what? Life. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now. But that did not deter the people. That did not do what?
Deter
their enemies.
Yeah.
So Peter, they have now chance now to choose between submitting to the pain. Submitting to what? Pain. Jacob has opportunity to submit to the pain.
Amen.
Or in the pain, he fights himself out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Or in the pain, he fight himself out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to the Lord. Somebody say, I will never give up.
I will never give up.
I know how to call God.
I know how to
call. I know how to do what?
I know how to
call. I know how to call God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know how to call God.
I know how to
do what?
Call
God. I will not give up.
I will not give up.
I will not do what?
I will not give up.
I will not give up.
I
can have pain.
Jesus.
I can be in pain.
Jesus.
I can be in lack.
Jesus.
I'll be taking some stones.
Jesus.
I can have some snake bite.
Jesus.
I can have some snake bite. I can have some snake bite.
Jesus.
But I will not give up.
I will not give up.
I will not give up.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not give up.
I will not give up.
I know Jacob didn't have it easy, but still he pressed forward. He did what?
He pressed forward. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He didn't have it what easy, but still did what? He pressed forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That day, they put them in prison. They put them in prison. But when they put them in prison, Peter didn't give up. Peter gathered all those who know how to pray.
Yes.
And according to the Bible, he said that day,
yes,
they prayed the most dangerous prayer that has ever recorded in the Bible. In the Acts chapter number 4, they called God. They called God. They called God. They called God. They didn't act the way the church is acting. Peter answered them. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, ye judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. That is normal physical talk.
Yes.
Doctor give you report. Court give you report. Bank give you report. Headmaster give you report. Your landlord give you report. You follow it now.
Yes.
So you answer naturally.
Amen.
It is Exodus 17. Moses on the mountain, Joshua on the field. One is contacting spirit, one is facing the natural. So when you sit before the doctor, you are dealing with him what? Naturally, on the physical level.
Yes.
There is still another higher level. There's still what?
Another higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the 21, Acts 4:21. So when they had further threatened them, they didn't leave them to go like that. Satan, when they have further downward, Jacob's joint is disconnected. When they have further downward threatened them, Jacob's joint is what? Tie is what? Is disconnected. When they had further downward threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Because the people, everybody glorify God. For the man was about 40 years. In the verse 23, he said, and being let go after the natural conversation. This is why I'm always saying, don't fight the enemy in the flesh.
No.
Talk to the enemy in the flesh. But go and find your own place and say, I call God dangerously against your head.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You follow it now.
Amen.
So in the 23rd verse, and being let go after the natural conversation, let go. Doctor, let go. Police, let go. This man, let go. Judge, let go. Oh, that woman, judge want to put 6 years in prison. That day, when he went, the judge said, go and come back in 1 month. I said, the judge has made mistake. And being let go, he give you time to go and call God. Go and call God over his head.
Yes.
Go and call God. Call God over your accuser head.
That's right.
And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and the elders had said unto them. Verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Dangerous prayer. It's for those the enemy want to stop.
Yes.
Dangerous prayer. It is for those who have tried and tried and tried and tried. Dangerous prayer. It is for those who have envious, jealous, secret powers working against them. Dangerous prayer. It is for those that are rising up and then the enemy want to push their head down. David said, "You are the lifter up of my head. I will not be underground." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Dangerous prayer. And being let go, they lifted up their voices to God. Now, the church is fooling themselves a lot. These are the people who brought speaking in tongues. When what they are doing did not work, they didn't speak in tongues. Oh. It is, what is the meaning of that? These are the people who introduced speaking in tongues. Paul spoke, Paul just wrote about it. When they told them that we will not allow you to preach, we will not allow you to build the church, we will not allow you to marry that man, we will not allow you to marry that woman, we will not allow you to remain in marriage and bring forth children, they say, something is wrong. You understand it now? Mm-hmm. If you are not careful, you will think that everything is happening naturally. It's not true. Peter has failed 4 times in his life. At this time, Peter is about 65 years. Then he starts something small. They say, "No, we will not." Peter said, "No, I've had enough already. My strength is still." This is the first time Peter prayed proper prayer. Proper prayer. That day, the Bible said, they lifted up their voice to God. And said, and did what? Look here, and said. Then he said, "Papa, papa, papa, papa." Now they have made competition with tongues. What's that? What foolishness is that? Peter said. Peter was the first man who spoke in tongues. When they said they can't do this, they say, "No." They say, "When you speak, what you are saying, you don't understand. Why don't you say what you understand, God?" Praise the Lord. Okay, now that day, he said, he told God, dangerous prayer, speaking to God, demanding answer must come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So he said, they said to God, "You are the Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth." So if you made heaven and earth, and he said, "You made the heaven and the earth, and you made the sea, and all that in them is." So if God made everything, and I'm on God's side, what is something God has made? What is he looking for coming to trouble me? Then I keep quiet. Say, "I love my enemy." I call God a different way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You follow it now?
Yeah.
Let me give you one testimony. Where we live now, they have some people, they come to inspect the place. So they came last time. And then the man said, "Oh, you come this, that." But I just think about it. That so is we have authority or they have authority?
We have authority.
So I say, okay, I'll take this matter to God. I prayed. He was supposed to come Tuesday. Tuesday, I wait till 11 o'clock. He's not coming. Then I call him. I say, "But he's..." He said, no, as for you, if you need me, call me, I will come.
So he turned around.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he said, if God made the heaven and the earth, and everything in the earth and in the sea, then why is something snake coming to bite Paul and go away? You follow it now?
Yes.
Dangerous prayer.
Dangerous.
And he said, "Who by the mouth of the servant David has said..." Why did the hidden rage and the people imagine vain things? Every imagination that has prospered from Satan, because we let them. Jacob's tie is disconnected, still is fighting. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then he said, "The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against the Christ." So everything that is of old is what the church is suffering now. And then they have this weak, logoligic type of men claiming bishop, claiming this, they're making big man. Big man, take your people to battle.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But that day, they lifted up these words they are speaking it very loud because anguish has arrested their soul. Man is stopping them from doing what they must do. Peter said, this thing, I've seen it many times. When I was on the sea, it happened. I went to sea again, it happened. I went to sea again, it happened. I saw Jesus walking with his leg on the sea. I tried to do it, me alone. This time, do you want to stop me? No. Dangerous prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he said, of a truth, for thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod, Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered. He's calling that these people, they are my enemies. Don't allow them to win. No. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto us, grant us. Why can't we ask God? Then you follow it now.
Yeah.
Then somebody will cry. Somebody will, no. Mm-hmm. He said, Lord, behold what is happening. Behold what has happened. Behold how Laban troubled my life. Behold how Caiaphas troubled my life. Behold how Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel gathered together and look into thy counsel, what is written before you already.
Amen.
And Lord, grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. With all boldness we'll be able to execute the agenda. By stretching forth, they demanded specific things. Stretching forth their hand, stretching forth what? Their hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child. And this dangerous prayer, everywhere it is prayed, it brings answer. The 31, he said, and when they had prayed, so the prayer is a past tense, you know, taking in consideration the prayer when they started. When they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they speak the word of God in boldness. And the multitude of them believed more and more people. After that, people brought money to Peter.
Amen.
We want to conclude this version, and we want to advise everyone.
Amen.
Understand.
Amen.
There is prayer and there is prayer.
That's right.
But Elijah's prayer stopped the heavens.
Right.
At least your prayer must stop something.
Jesus.
Your prayer must do what? Stop something.
Amen.
If Elijah's prayer can stop the whole heaven,
amen,
then you let your prayer stop that small trouble inside your house.
Amen.
That small trouble inside your job.
Amen.
That small trouble inside your body.
Amen.
That small trouble over your finance.
Amen.
That small trouble coming over your husband's head.
Amen.
That small trouble ravaging the church.
Amen.
You to let your prayer stop it.
Amen.
You need to wake up and call God. Earnestly,
Jesus.
You need to wake up and call God more.
Hallelujah.
Seriously, and
amen,
demand that change come.
Jesus.
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 In the name, change come.
The name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that day,
amen,
change came.
Amen.
That same day, after 12 hours, Jacob though was limping. Was limping, but his name changed. That day, though they lifted their voices, but the power came down so mightily that they spake the word of God with signs and wonders. The church never remained the same way again. Now, pastor is too gentleman. You think he's a politician? Politician, I mean, they have rascal inside. If the rascal win election, you know. Yeah, you don't see Tony Blair.
Mm-hmm.
He put it like Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I love Donald Trump. Is the rascal win?
Yes.
If you stand up,
amen.
This is November.
Amen.
If I've seen a lot.
Yes.
I've seen a lot.
Amen.
This guy with big hair, that Nigeria guy, since 2000, never worked before. Don't even have where to sleep. Sleep in this church, sleep in that church, sleep in that church. I say, this thing is not on.
It's not on.
Come here, come
That's
to kingdom.
Right. Come to kingdom of God.
And pray.
Yes.
We will pray only dangerous prayer because we don't need Satan.
No, we don't need Satan. No.
Within 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, he get the best job with accommodation, with that paper.
Wow. Favor of God.
No, but if prayer did, when the Elijah closed heaven, who has in paper? Who has in paper for that side? When the earthquake came, who asked Peter, where's your paper before your prayer? The prayer makes way. Prayer, that's what. We are finished for this night. God bless you, what you have heard.
Amen.
Tomorrow, join us in the celebration. It's the covenant season.
Amen.
And this is why we are praying ministry.
Amen.
We are not psychology ministry.
Amen.
We are not commercial ministry. We are not entertaining ministry.
Amen.
We are not beauty contest ministry.
Amen.
This is the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Established in the kingdom, United Kingdom.
Amen.
It is the kingdom of God for all nations.
Yes, Lord.
Every church member,
Amen.
You belong to kingdom of God.
Right.
When the problem becomes big,
Amen.
You must leave your church and
Amen.
Come here and get solution.
Amen.
Solution
That's
is
right.
here.
Solution.
May the Lord bless you. Have a
Amen.
Blessed Monday, Sunday.
Amen.
We are prayed into those weeks already.
Amen.
Nothing will go wrong.
Nothing.
When you come, ask Apostle, me too, I need my victory handkerchief.
Right.
I'll give you one for free.
Amen.
If you want one, if you text your name that Apostle, I need one victory handkerchief,
That's
it
right.
will be posted to you for
Amen.
Free. God bless you for where you are.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Woman of God, God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the Bible, everyone
yes.
whose story is written, they place demand.
Praise
they didn't
Lord.
Think about where they were. They didn't think about
yes,
the
idol. Lord.
They didn't think about the spirit. They didn't
yes,
think
Lord.
About where it came from. They thought about transformation.
That's
Jesus
right.
is our transformer.
Amen. Amen.
He's our restorer.
Amen.
Paul said, if that spirit is in you, it will bring revival in your body.
That's right.
It will lift the decaying body up.
Amen.
How else can Lazarus come out?
Amen.
Unless the spirit joined to his spirit.
Yeah.
Sunday is not Sunday as usual.
Amen.
We are standing 12 o'clock
Amen.
After 3 o'clock
Amen.
Calling the name of Jesus over
yes.
whatever situation. And we have seen countless number of breakthroughs and
Amen.
Miracles.
Amen.
Complex problems.
Yes.
Because every complex problem, the key is not in the prophecy. The key is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Be not afraid. Only believe.
Only believe.
Only believe.
Only
Everything
believe.
They will give you is faith. Do not be afraid. Only believe.
Only
the name that is exalted above all names. Only believe. The name that is lifted on this earth above every other name. Only believe.
Amen.
The name that is exalted in the heavens. Only believe.
Amen.
The name that is exalted underneath the earth. Where familiar spirit, parental spirit, ancestral spirit come from. Only believe. And you will see them down. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift the globe and the land.
Amen.
We lift fathers and mothers.
Amen.
Children asleep this hour.
Amen.
We bring the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let his power overshadow your heart.
Jesus
his name overshadow
in
your heart.
Jesus
and stop the movement
Amen.
Of darkness
Amen.
At this hour.
Amen.
In the name Amen. Of Jesus Christ. You are free. Continue
Amen.
To give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Why not join us?